Volunteering. Inspired by Dad. Maria Rodriguez Hancock took over the Durham support group in 2017 after hearing that the coordinator could no longer continue to run it. Having attended the meetings with her dad after his diagnosis of PSP, Maria knew how valuable the group was for families facing the condition. Despite having a job, children and her dad to help care for, she decided to step forward because she did not want the group to close and for local people to lose that support. Today, 9 years on from her dad's death, she continues to run the group in his memory. Here, she tells her story. My dad was a caring, loving father who always worked hard for his family. Around 2 years before Dad was diagnosed, we started noticing small changes. The diagnosis of PSP eventually came after a routine eye checkup. He was referred to the eye clinic in Sunderland and then sent for further tests at a hospital in Middlesbrough. As PSP progressed, he was still there physically, but he gradually lost the ability to communicate. I'd worked for more than 20 years as an NHS healthcare assistant. I'd cared for many patients professionally, but caring for your own father is a completely different experience. Mum was Dad's main carer and cared for him at home, supported by carers who visited 4 times a day through continuing healthcare. Nighttime was the hardest. It's something many carers talk about when they attend our support group now. During the night, you're on your own and constantly alert to any sound. As Dad's condition progressed, caring for him became increasingly difficult. He developed chest infections and was often in pain. Eating became harder, and eventually we had to adapt his meals. He was on antibiotics frequently, and his health continued to decline. Around this time, our family faced another devastating loss. My mum, who had her own health problems, collapsed at home in October 2018. When I arrived, I found her unconscious in the bathroom. She sadly died later that evening. Losing my mum was a huge shock. She had prioritised caring for my dad so much that she often neglected her own health. Dad was already at an advanced stage of PSP by then and needed round-the-clock care. I decided that I would continue caring for him at home with support from family and care professionals. We made many changes in the house to support him, including installing equipment such as a ceiling hoist and a hospital bed in the dining room. Dad died at home on the 17th of April 2020. Within 18 months, I'd lost both of my parents. His death certificate recorded PSP, which is something I now encourage other families to ensure is included where appropriate, as it helps raise awareness of the condition. During the years of Dad's illness, I began learning as much as I could about PSP and about the support available. That is when I discovered PSPA and learned about the local PSPA support group. Attending those meetings helped us realise we are not alone. Everyone there understood the challenges we were facing. After some time, the group coordinator explained she could no longer continue running the group. She asked if anyone might be willing to take over. At the time, I had many responsibilities. I had my own family, work and caring duties, so it was not an easy decision. But I kept thinking that if nobody stepped forward, the group would disappear. It took me about 3 months to decide. But in March 2017, I agreed to take on the role of support group coordinator. Although the group was small, people really valued the chance to talk openly and support each other. Later, members suggested finding a more relaxed environment, so we moved to a pub. This works well for us. Carers often spend most of their time cooking and looking after others, so this gives them a break. They can come out, share a meal, talk with people who understand, and feel part of a community. We usually have around 20 people. New members continue to join, and we also have a WhatsApp group where people can stay connected between meetings. We call some of the longest standing members the originals. A few of them are people whose partners or parents have died from PSP or CBD, but they still attend meetings to support others. At our meetings, people share their experiences of caring and living with the condition. Everyone is at a different stage of their journey. Some have just received a diagnosis and are still processing what it means. Others have been caring for years. Sometimes it can be difficult for new members to see the later stages of the condition and understand what may lie ahead. My role is to support members by sharing information about the resources available through PSPA and encourage people to connect with each other. We also organise practical initiatives for carers. For example, I arranged a manual handling training day so carers could learn how to safely move and support their loved ones at home. Many carers risk injury because they have not received proper training, so this was something members found very valuable. Through my own background as a holistic therapist, I've also offered sessions such as back massages for carers and relaxation treatments for people living with the condition. Caring for someone 24 hours a day can be exhausting, and sometimes people simply need a moment to look after themselves. Volunteering with the support group has given me a sense of purpose after everything my family experienced. Over the years, I've faced many challenges in my personal life, including caring for other family members and dealing with my own health issues. But supporting others affected by PSP and CBD has been incredibly meaningful. My dad inspired me to help others with this condition. If he could see that 9 years after his death, I'm still helping other families through the support group, I think he'd be very proud. But at the same time, caring has helped me. I love being a volunteer support group coordinator and being a bridge between people and the PSPA. Would you like to volunteer like Maria? We have lots of opportunities across the UK where you could make a big difference in your local community. Existing groups. We are recruiting for support group coordinators and helpers for the following existing groups. Devon and Cornwall require 2 group helpers. Gloucester require a new group coordinator, and the Bereaved Carers online group require a new helper. New groups. We would like to set up new groups in the following areas: Northern Ireland, Lincolnshire, Cambridgeshire, Cardiff, and the Yeovil area. If you'd like to get involved or find out more, please email Lavonne. That's LAVONNE, Lavonne.McCormack. McCormack is McCormack. Lavonne.McCormack@PSPAssociation.org.uk.